Hello, truckers and science fans.
Wicked, scary,
it's me, LCU Low Fool Like One. Welcome to the Gnosis, where I'm hosting a special Christmas broadcast. Normally, I don't bother celebrating this pointless ancient Earth tradition. However, Dr. R. Cannon insisted that I get into the festive spirit and do a special broadcast, or I'd not have my funding renewed next year. He also allowed me the use of his spacious, well-appointed stateroom. So here I am, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and so forth. This year, instead of eating my traditional meal of rehydrated powdered nutrients on my own, I shall be cooking a full traditional dinner for myself and my assistant Igor, using ingredients that I've brought back from my xenobiology research. I shall be cooking a boiled ham analog using brain tree glazed with Fargoid resin jam, served with all the trimmings. I'm sure it will be eye-watering. I came up with this recipe when I was marooned in a brain tree forest for several weeks. You need to pick a piece of brain tree smaller than your SRV, preferably one that will fit in a pan along with a sizable chunk of bronzite, chondrite and water. The cooking time can vary. This one has been boiling for 2 weeks. It's easy to tell when it's ready. If you can push a fork through the bronze chondrite, then the brain tree is ready. This one needs a little longer. Now, while we're waiting for the brain tree to finish boiling, let's prepare the delicious Thargoid resin jam for the glaze. To make this delicious jam, I'm using equal quantities of... Ah, we appear to have an uninvited guest. Just one moment while I see who it is.
Fool!
Ah, Commander Maracus, Merry Christmas.
Don't you marry me, fool! You're in trouble now. Someone's been stealing Hexed from stores again, fool.
Whatever do you mean?
Someone say you hanging around.
Surely there's some misunderstanding. I would never steal Hexed from stores. Why don't you join us? Igor, fetch Commander Maracus some of that special coffee.
I ain't drinking no coffee, fool. It's probably where you put the Hexed.
Oh, perhaps I could offer you some eggnog instead?
Eggnog? I love eggnog.
Igor, fetch Commander Maracus some eggnog. But not too much. It's strong stuff.
At once, Master.
Stop calling me Master. You're not an Imperial slave anymore.
Of course, Master.
That's damn fine eggnog.
Oh, yes. It's my own special recipe. Now, Commander Maracus, please explain what you think is going on.
I'll tell you what's going on, fool. What am I doing here?
You wanted to try my eggnog.
Yeah, that's damn fine eggnog.
You wanted to tell me that they made an accounting error in stores and everything is fine.
That's right, fool. Everything's fine. Is there more eggnog?
No, I think not. I wouldn't want you to overdose. Why don't you go back to your room and have a little lie down?
Okay, fool. But I'm watching you.
I'm sorry about that rude interruption, listeners. That was Commander Maracus, head of security. I don't think he'll be bothering us again. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. The glaze for the brain tree. It's easy to make a delicious Thargoid resin jam. Just use equal quantities of neritis berries and sugar, mixed with a small quantity of Thargoid resin. You can use any other kind of soft root instead of neritis berries, but I find the iron content of these carnivorous plants add a certain sumptuousness to the dish. Place the berries, sugar and resin into a wide mouth preserving pan over a very low heat, stirring every so often until the sugar has completely dissolved. It's important to have the heat low so that the sugar dissolves rather than melts and sticks to the pan. Of course, it's important to use a corrosion-resistant pan when working with Thargoid resin, as it does have quite a kick. Igor, please go and put that in a pan and put it on the stove.
Yes, Master.
Stop calling me Master in front of the listeners. Call me, just call me Commander.
Yes, Commander.
Let's leave that to dissolve while I prepare the rest of the accompaniments for our Christmas meal. This year, I have a very rare and special treat. A new biological growth has been discovered in the mountains of Embeth, LW-WE1-291CA. The tube worm is a long pink growth, rather reminiscent of a terrestrial tube worm. First, give your tube worms a wash in alcohol. I like to use Alpha Centauri Megagen. They're very tough skinned and slimy, so you need to give them a massage to tenderize them. It's very relaxing once you start to build up a rhythm. Long, regular strokes. For those of you who only have audio, you'll have to leave it up to your imagination. Ah, yes, it's ready now. And it's going very soft. Once you've tenderized your tube worm, you can just pop it on a baking tray to roast. Igor, why are you clattering about?
I'm looking for a spoon, Master. The one I was using has dissolved.
Please, can you try to keep the noise to a minimum? People won't be able to hear the music. Ah, yes, viewers, the music. My colleagues at the Miskatonic University Music Department have provided these traditional recordings of Terran Christmas carols performed by the H.P. Lovecraft Historical Society. Some superstitious nonsense about the elder gods and such like. I believe that the early humans would sit at home listening to these songs and quaking in fear. Come to think of it, it doesn't sound very jolly. Now then, what Christmas roast would be complete without parsnips? Well, this one will have to, because we haven't got any parsnips. But we do have something that looks similar. Cordyceps growths. First, you should peel them with an industrial laser, and then smother them in butter made from azure milk. Arrange them in your roasting tray with the tube worms, and finally pour out a liberal measure of Alpha Centauri gin, which you should carefully pour down your throat, as you're not going to want to be sober for this meal. Our final accompaniment for the meal is analogous to butternut squash. We have carefully selected a small space pumpkin. To prepare these, I usually cut them into small cubes ready for roasting. They should be small enough to swallow whole. Another thing I like to do to prepare for these is to put a little pepper spray, of the kind used for crowd control, and spray it on my tongue. Space pumpkin tastes bloody awful with the pepper spray, but you certainly don't want to try it without it. If you can't find any pepper spray, then you should try some CS gas instead. Now the brain tree should be ready for glazing. Igor, why is the jam smoking like that? Has the sugar dissolved yet?
Yes, Master, the sugar has dissolved.
Then bring it over here so we can glaze the roast.
I can't, Master. The pan has dissolved as well.
Igor. I told you to use the pans that Professor Palin sent me.
I'm sorry, Master. Please, don't send me out to the Sargoids again.
Oh,
it was so
that's
funny,
and
Igor. Dark.
He's just having a little joke. Of course I wouldn't put him in an escape pod and let the Thargoids have him. Shut up, Igor. He's just joking. Shut up, shut up. Don't listen to him.
Oh, please, Master, don't send me out.
Hold on, Detective Deck 7.
Oh, what's happening now?
Corrosive substance detected in engineering.
Ah, Igor. I have to go to the escape pod. Would you tidy up, please?
Well, viewers, unfortunately the Christmas dinner is ruined and the Gnosis has been evacuated. I understand that it may be safe to re-enter the ship by Christmas. Fortunately, the waste recycler in my escape pod makes a more palatable meal than my Thargoid dinner, so it's not a complete disaster. Have a happy holiday.